Congratulations, you made it to the last day. I'm so proud of you for going all the way. You are on your journey right now and you're probably learning a lot about yourself. You're probably super uncomfortable, but this is great because on the other side of this, you are going to win so big just by knowing this information. And now that you know it, you can't unlearn it. I'm so excited for you, but today we're gonna touch on two topics and let's get right into it. Number one, I want you to understand, you probably hear a lot of times that Black people spend the most money, but we own nothing. And that is a systematic reason, right? Predicated on white supremacy, predicated on a system designed to keep you where you are, right? There has been powerful Black communities. Before integration, those powerful Black communities built up where we had banks, hotels, everything designed for us to sustain ourselves. But every time that we had a community like that, right, either the government or a white mob came, burned it down. There's Tulsa, there was communities in Maryland, there was communities even in New York that were, the government literally just destroyed it. Right. White mobs came and killed people, destroyed communities as well. And this is super important to understand because history, a lot of times people don't like to talk about the ugly side of American history. Right. Or what I like to say, Black U.S. history, African-American history, because this is part of our history. Right. Every time that we have built something successful for ourselves, the government or white mobs have come and destroyed it. Right, I'm not blaming white people. I'm just stating facts here. And the thing is, everything I'm saying here, you can go look it up and research. Right, you can even go on ChatGPT or even on Google and look up, hey, thriving Black communities that were destroyed by either the U.S. government or white mobs. Period. And the reason why we don't own and you'll see we don't own a lot of things is because there's a systemic racist. Issues at play that have done us dirty plenty of times, okay? But I want to encourage you and I want you to understand that Black people, African Americans in the U.S. are the driver of our economics, right? What we get to deem what's cool and what's not, right? You've probably heard the saying that, you know, hip-hop is now everybody's, right? And that is because what we deem is cool, everybody wants to join on the bandwagon. Okay, and that's enough about that, but I want you to understand just that how much Black culture influences the community and economics in America, right? We are only 30% of the population, but we influence generation after generation after generation. Nothing gets passed without our stamp of approval on there, okay? So with that being said, I want to hit on the second topic, which is on your journey to debt freedom. And anyone that has money, especially Black people, will tell you this. And Black men, I want you to please listen to me. Okay, please. And if you're somebody that's not even a Black man, but you're listening to this podcast, I want you to understand this, is that when you start making money, do not become a bank. You are not a bank for other people not wanting to be financially free. I've had family members that knew that how much money I was making, right? Because like I said, I talk about this stuff and I was open and I openly shared these things because I didn't want to be quiet. I didn't want to go back into the box that everybody wanted me to be in, right? Because I wanted to be an example for everybody else. I wanted to share my journey, right? I'm not telling you have to go out there and share your journey, but what I'm telling you is that as people find out, it's gonna be little simple things. First, they're gonna say, hey, can I borrow $50? No harm, no foul. Can I borrow 100? No harm, no foul. 500, 1,000, 10,000, 20,000. I spent 5,000 on two members of my family, never got that money back. The excuse that I got was, hey, you make money, you're good. I don't have to pay you back. You're not gonna miss it. Yes, I didn't miss it at all. Trust me, 5,000 at the time, the money I was making at the height was nothing. But I'm going to tell you now, learn to say no. You are not a bank and you are not the savior for everyone else that doesn't want to take accountability of their financial situation. All right. You are not the person that's going to bail everybody out, because trust me, when you are doing that, you are amazing. You are great. And then when you start saying no, you are the devil. You are evil. You love money too much. Everything but a child of God. I want to prepare you for this because I'm telling you, it's going to sound harsh. It's gonna sound crazy, but when it happens to you, you're gonna remember, you know what? That handsome guy on that podcast, he told me about that. Bertrand, man, Coach B was right. These people are crazy. They think that I'm a bank. They call me every time there's a situation. Can I borrow $1,500? I can't make my rent. Oh, you know what? I spent my money at the club. Oh my God. Oh, you know what? Bertrand's gonna bail me out. He always got me. Oh man, Bertrand can't bail me out? Trust me, if you say no, there's 10 other people they're gonna call and try to hit them with a sob story. Men, everyone has a story. And the reason why I talk specifically to men is because no one is coming to save you. All right. I always give this depiction in this picture. I had a friend, and we were talking, and he was complaining about how he didn't have money and how no one wanted to help him and how everybody was always helping his sister. His sister got pregnant, and she was able to move back in with her parents, and they took care of her and helped her out. And he was making it, but not really making it, right? He was struggling, fumbling his way through things. And I explained to him, I said, one day you're gonna have a family. One day you might even have a son, right? And you're gonna have to learn how to teach him to make it in this world. Because at the end of the day, your parents are probably looking at you and saying, hey, just because you're struggling, they probably see you as a high performer. They probably see you that you can make it. Right? And men and women are not equal. Equal in the eyes of God, great. But in society's eyes, no. As a man, you have to learn how to take care of yourself. A woman is gonna go out there and reach and get help. Social services, if there's a man in the household, will not give you services. If there's no man in the household, you will get services. Systematic, wrong way to do it, but hey, systematically put in place so that way men are not in the household, so women can get help. We could debate about that all day, but hey, at the end of the day, that's what it is. That's why I say, men, it's so important that you learn how to help yourself. Build a community of men and learn how to help yourself, right? So last but not least, this is already longer than it has to be, but you're not a bank. Learn how to take care of you. And to end my last little story real quick is that I told him, as a man, you always have to put your back against the wall. And everyone's gonna expect you to help them when the shit hits the fan. As women, they are able to get help because once a woman becomes pregnant, she's pregnant, she's tired, she's gonna have a baby. So people are gonna feel more willing to help her, right? But as a black man, you have to help yourself. There's no one that's gonna come and help you. The government's is not gonna give you handouts. You're not a victim whatsoever. Even though they're gonna try to tell you, oh, victimhood and all that. Nope, that's BS. Systematic things at play, but you can still win. Trust me, I know you can because I've done it and I'm doing it now again as well, right? Let me be your mentor and your example that if I can do it, you can do it. I have 4 kids, a wife, and I'm doing it and you can do it too. There's no excuse why you can't. And if you're single, there's even more reasons why you should be able to do this as well. Okay? If you have any questions, I'm so glad that we got into this series and you were able to finish this. But the journey is not done. I don't want you to masturbate on information and get off at just learning all these things. I want you to execute. At the end of the day, without execution, you go nowhere. If you execute, you get to find what's working, what's not working, and you can iterate. But if you don't execute and you just sit there, your life isn't going to change. You're not going to feel better about yourself. Nothing is going to improve. Do the work, execute, get the result. If it's not the result that you want, now you have data to change. All right? Hey, in your corner, this is just the beginning. Peace.